Yeah, I kind of like having VHF, but truth be told, I get on it so infrequently, that is to say never. And, you know, and then the antennas are more complicated, they're larger. And, you know, if I were smart, I could easily get a multi-protocol UHF machine, you know, machine and call it a day. Find an old Kenwood NX series set up for multi-protocol. And, you know, you're still going to pay a price for it, but that'll get you there with both protocols, one radio, UHF only. I could probably get away with that and never look back, but it's nice to have VHF and 800 for me, you know, at least. Makes a lot of sense. But no, like I said, the one thing that's definitely true is, you know, it ebbs and flows. You know, even VHF, you know, the analog repeaters, you know, one repeater will be, you know, hot and everybody will be using it. There'll be a lot of activity on it. And, you know, then there'll be crickets on another, and then that one will be hot and active, and, you know, and it'll shift. And it's just, so, you know, that's why I guess the moral of the story is, just be careful getting, you know, you have a tendency to go all in on a particular mode, like it's like, you know, you finally found it. And then, you know, 6 months later, you're like, why did I do this? You know, because it's crickets and everybody's on Fusion, you know. So yeah, that's the thing you got to watch in this hobby.